Coffee Break, where Helena comes to talk.
Welcome in. This is Coffee Break. I appreciate you joining us on this chilly Monday morning. And Jane Lee Hammond is our guest today. Jane Lee, it's Monday.
Jane,
we'll go. Yeah. How was Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving was wonderful. Good friends and great food.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I had a good time. The Cowboys didn't do so well for me, but
the Green Bay Packers won.
Yeah. Well, I mean, family and food, it was on point this weekend. So I appreciate you coming in. You don't have that turkey hangover that kind of made you just want to sleep in.
No, I'm honored to get started with Reese Across America today.
Yeah. Yeah. Jane Lee wears many, many hats, owns many name tags. She's a woman of many lanyards, I expect. She's just so involved in so many things. But today, Reads Across America is what we're chatting. Just in general terms, Jane Lee, can you explain what Reads Across America is all about?
Well, the purpose of Reads Across America is to remember our heroes, honor their service, and teach the value of freedom. And I'm honored to be the local Orofino chapter of the Daughters of the American Revolution, Reads Across America coordinator.
Yeah. So how long have you been involved with this?
Since 8 or 10 years ago.
Yeah, it's been a little while.
Right.
So what is it like to be able to be a part of something like this?
It's absolutely wonderful. We're blessed in this community to have active participation of so many volunteers. And that's what this is all about. It's a very small organization in Maine with that motto that started Lane Reese at Graves in Arlington. And the iconic photos of those green, fresh balsam wreaths with the red ribbons is what started touching hearts all across America.
Yeah.
And now it's been picked up by thousands of volunteers.
Yeah, it's nationwide.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, it's international now.
Wow.
This year they've added 8,000 more wreaths at the Netherlands American Cemetery and 5,000 new wreaths at the Luxembourg American
Wow.
Cemetery. So it's spreading.
Wow, that's so neat. The event itself, we've kind of got several events here, right?
It's a week-long celebration.
Yeah.
That's why. We open the week on Monday at the Capitol Rotunda at 10 o'clock. And that's the official State House wreath, which is a very large wreath with the flags of every branch of the military. And it will be posted by Brigadier General Jeffrey Ireland and by the president of the Guardian Chapter in Helena of the Sons of the American Revolution, Keith Kramlich.
Oh, very good.
And it's a beautiful ceremony, especially now that the Christmas tree is in the center of the rotunda. And we're on one side of it, and then they will process with the wreath and post the wreath in remembrance of our heroes. Of
So that kind of kicks off the whole thing. That's coming up on next Monday.
Mm-hmm.
That's December 9th.
A week from
How
today.
Is next Monday, December 9th?
We just
ate turkey. And next,
right. It's coming very fast.
Yeah, 10 o'clock next Monday
right.
At the Capitol Rotunda.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one of those things where I guess it seems like a small thing, right? Looking in from the outside, it seems like this is maybe not that huge a deal, but this is a pretty special thing.
It is, because we have liberties and freedom that were very hard won over generation after generation. And that has created in America a unique history to people everywhere that really has set us free to be doing all the lifestyles of things that we love. And so it's really important that we teach what has occurred and we remember and honor all of those who have been involved in doing that. That's the purpose of the ceremony. And it's wonderful because it's in the state capitol. We live here. It's accessible. And lots of people can come for less than an hour and contribute to that remembrance.
Yeah, well, and, we're talking this morning with Jane Lee Hammond. She's talking Wreaths Across America. She also involved, of course, with the Daughters of the American Revolution. And the DAR is now serving as, you told me, a corporate sponsor for education on a national level,
right?
On a
national level. That's new this year. The Wreaths Across America felt that we weren't doing enough to teach our history, so they set up a trailer that is going to schools and major events across the country as an educational effort, and our national society, and we're contributing to it, is sponsoring that education trailer.
Wow, that's really neat.
Because
I know that's important personally to you. I know that's a big thing, is education.
I wear an education pin of some kind every day, practically, because it means so much to me. And I've been involved in patriotic education all my life. And I just think it, from one generation to the next, it's lost if we don't teach it.
Yeah, well, in the Orofino chapter of the Daughters of the American Revolution, now registered as a Wreaths Across America sponsor, you're now official.
We are official. Yeah. We're one of the sponsors on the website. And you can go to wreathsacrossamerica.org /MTSVCH. And that's hard to remember. But if you think about it, the MT is for Montana. The SVC is for State Veterans Cemetery. And the H is for Helena.
Okay.
And the wreaths are $15.
Yeah. How does that work? I mean, because we talked about coming up next Monday, that's sort of the ceremony with the big wreath at the Capitol.
Right.
But there are individual smaller wreaths as well. How does the wreathing work? What does this look like?
Well, the wreaths are $15, and because we're now one of the sponsors, if you go out to that site, for every two wreaths purchased, three wreaths will be sent to the Fort Harrison Cemetery for their event on Saturday, which is December 14th at 10 o'clock. It has been at the chapel at the fort, but we've outgrown that. We've had too many people to fit in the
chapel. That's a great problem to have.
Isn't it a wonderful problem?
Yeah.
So they're moving it to another administration building, and you go to the gate where you show your ID, which is not the one that goes straight to the hospital and the cemetery, but the next gate, and show your ID, and they'll point you out to the building inside the gate where the ceremony is going to be held. And then there will be about 700 wreaths in the center circle, and they will be people will have names, and they will place those on wooden holders so as a part of the ceremony, and then they will be delivered by the staff later to the graves.
Okay.
They don't want everyone plowing through the snow and
right.
mud and whatever and tearing up the cemetery.
Well, and today is the deadline, right? If people want to get in and help kind of support that whole...
That's what they say. They say that to prepare the truck to come to Fort Harrison on the 14th, today's the deadline to order wreaths for the cemetery.
Okay. So... how do they do that? I mean, what do folks need to do? Do they just go to the website? Is that the easiest thing?
Go to the website and then click on the top menu that says groups, and you can go down to Orofino, or you can go down to Montana MIAPOW Awareness Association is also a sponsor. And
okay.
they're the primary volunteer coordinators of the ceremony at the cemetery.
Yeah, and the wreath laying ceremony out there at the fort, it's going to be on Saturday, December 14th. Jane Lee, what happens there for people that haven't been out to see that ceremony? What does that look like? Because while the large wreath is a neat thing, and that's special to kick it all off, it's really sort of the preview. And, you know, it's just, this is, to me, this is the real event, right? This is the special one.
Well, I consider
I know you
them
love
both
of
special.
Them.
Yeah, I consider them both very special. But the thing is there that people actually get to pick up a wreath and hopefully dress for the weather and the snow and the conditions with gloves and warm things and walk down and mount them on the placement logs that have been built and prepared for that purpose that are set up in the center. We do not walk to the grave sites per se.
Yeah, so that's really special, though. I mean,
The names are read in the administration building now, where we're having a ceremony, and that will be a formal memorial ceremony. And they will read the names of the MIA POW persons from Montana.
Yeah, Jane Lee Hammond is our guest this morning. We're talking Wreaths Across America, and if you want to get in on that, the wreaths are just $15, you can do that through today. I mean, they might sneak you in if you get it in tomorrow, but you don't want to miss out. So, get in on that today. And people then are of course allowed and encouraged, as you're saying, to show up both on Monday, this coming Monday, 10 o'clock at the Capitol Rotunda for that ceremony, and then then that following Saturday, that's December 14th, out there at the Ford. This is something where you don't have to be a veteran to attend this sort of thing.
Oh, no, not indeed. And we are so blessed to have Jeffrey Ireland, the Brigadier General from the Montana National Guard. He will be the keynote speaker at the Capitol Rotunda, recognizing and honoring our veterans. And we will have four people from the Sons of the American Revolution dressed in colonial revolutionary garb doing the color guard, presenting the colors. And Capri Gray is our vocalist, and she sings like an angel. And it reverberates in the rotunda as she sings On Eagle's Wings when the wreath is placed. It just touches your heart. She is a great joy and is also a member of the Orofino chapter of the DAR.
Okay. Yeah, that's going to be really neat. And if folks haven't heard Brigadier General Ireland speak before, you will enjoy that. He's a fantastic man and a really, really good speaker. So head on out there, because that's going to be a neat thing to be a part of and to take just take in.
Right. And then get your picture taken in front of the state tree.
There you go.
In front of the wreath.
Yeah, you get your Christmas card picture
that's
taken.
That's right. It's beautiful. Absolutely gorgeous.
Jane Lee, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you so much on this Monday morning.
Yeah. If people want to find out more about the Daughters of the American Revolution,
MontanaDAR.org. Yeah. Yes,
okay, that's sure. The easiest thing. Or they can just hunt you down. I'm sure you're going to be...
I'm in the phone book. Yeah.
Jane Lee Hammond, she does an awful lot in and for our community. Jane Lee, I appreciate you coming
Thank
in today.
Thank you so much. I appreciate all you do.
Stick around. We have more Coffee Break with Exploration Works coming up after this. I just wanted to step away from the show for a few seconds to tell you that if you miss an episode, you can always catch up. We're on iTunes, so find our show there or swing by coffeebreak959.podbean.com. Local and area events, city, state, and national officials, your neighbors doing incredible things. We talk to them all on Coffee Break, where Helena comes to talk.
In today's always-on world, your business demands a simpler approach to network security. At Blackfoot Communications, we deliver state-of-the-art security solutions from the perimeter to endpoint devices and remote data backup for businesses across Montana. Ensure your company's network is online all the time. For more information, visit goblackfoot.com/security.
Welcome back in. This is Coffee Break. I'm Troy Shockley. Thanks for sticking around this morning and finishing out the show. We've got Kelly Poswich. She's the executive director at Exploration Works. And Kelly in minus Carrie this morning. Carrie Gagner's out sick today. We definitely want to wish her well. But Kelly, how are you?
I'm great.
You're not sick.
No, I'm not. I'm feeling good. And it's good to be back on a Monday and back to work. And was happy to put the kids in school this morning. And
right. That's the big thing, right? Like, guess where you're going this morning?
Right. Hey, everybody. No, it was good. It was a good
That's just a little tune-up for the Christmas break, though, right? It, yes. Like, sort of gets you ready for it.
It's a taste. You're like, okay, I better line up some activities.
Right.
Because it's going to be a long, long break. And it is an extra long break this year.
It is. And we've got some of those activities to talk about here in a little bit. But, you know, lots going on out at your place. It sounds like a busy weekend for you.
Yes, very busy. Everyone in town coming to visit us. And we have our really big membership sale right now. So we've been extra busy with people coming in to renew their memberships and also doing it online.
Yeah. How is generally sort of that foot traffic through X Works on holiday weekends like that? Is that usually pretty busy? I would expect it's, you know what, especially when it's cold, it's right. Like,
exactly.
You know what, we got to do something. I know it's cold, but we got to get out and do one thing.
And with all the snow, too. Like, right. What are we going to do? So, and also by about Saturday, you're kind of sick and tired of your family. So you're like, what can we do? Let's go out.
Let's go and split up when we go to the museum.
Exactly. So very busy this weekend.
Yeah. So that's a good thing. But like you said, you launched your membership sale on Friday. What's going on there? What does that look like in terms of, you know, I think people that don't know about that maybe wonder, how am I a member of a museum? right? What does that look like?
Right, you can become a member, and we have different membership levels. A family membership is our most popular one, and that's for your household. And typically, that's $85, and that gets you access to the museum all year long. You can come as many times as you want for free. Also, it gives you a discount on our camps and classes, which is a really big deal, and it's a big savings for you if that's your plan. And so with this membership sale, you get $10 off, so it's only $75.
Okay.
So even if you're already a member, you still can renew now. Mm-hmm. So let's say your membership doesn't expire until March, but you want to renew now to get that $10 savings. You can renew now, and then it's good until March of the next year.
Okay. So and that's running, that started on Black Friday. That's running through next Friday, right? The 13th?
Yes, through the 13th. So there's a little bit of time, but this is the only time of year where we have this big sale. There might be a day or two where we'll have a discount on memberships, but this is kind of the big time to renew. And it makes an awesome Christmas present too.
Yeah, because if you're trying to figure out what do I get for, you know, the they have everything conundrum, right? Or I just really
exactly.
don't know.
Or I don't want my kids in front of the screen all the time. What else can I give them that's right. not screen related?
Well, and it's kind of cool because you're giving, you know, people talk about gifting experiences, right? I mean, that my wife loves that. She loves getting an experience rather than a thing. Well, this is an experience over and over and over.
Exactly.
It's not like a one-time shot.
Right. And we'll be changing up our exhibits this year. So if you get a membership now, you'll have a chance to see our current exhibit, Sun, Earth, Universe. And then we'll have the Science of Sound. And this summer, we'll have our blockbuster, the Incredible Bats exhibit.
Cool.
So you can see all of those in one year. So it's not just the same thing. We're going to change things up. So it really is for $75. I mean, that is a great deal.
Yeah. Well, and Matt builds some really cool exhibits.
He's the best.
We're going to have him in again before too long.
Yes,
when are you changing out exhibits?
So at the end of January, we'll change out our exhibits. And we'll have a little construction at that time, too. We have some fun things in store for our facility.
A little teaser there.
A little teaser there. We'll have to come back and talk more about that, too. So we'll change that out the end of January will be the Science of Sound, which is a brand new exhibit that Matt's building. It's going to be awesome. And it just talks about, you know, the physics of sound and lots of fun interactive pieces.
Yeah, it's going to be really neat. We're talking this morning with Kelly Ponswitz. She is she's the one in charge out there at Exploration Works. She makes it all work. So membership, that gets you, you said obviously it gets you into the place here. Get you discounts, but it can also get you into places across the state, right?
Across the country, even if you're traveling that far.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
talk about that because that's something that I think people might not realize. And that's sort of a twist that is unexpected, I think.
Right. And it's a huge benefit if you're traveling even within Montana, but if you're going further, it's even better. So we're part of this Association of Science Centers. And so part of that network, once you buy our membership, you can get into 350 different science centers across the United States and even more internationally. So this would include Spectrum Science Center in Missoula, Museum of the Rockies in Bozeman. Mm-hmm. And even if you were going to, let's say, Seattle and you wanted to go Pacific Science Center, our membership would get you in there. I mean, I think their admission right now is $20 to get in. So, wow, big savings.
Yeah, it's really cool. We've used it to go down in Bozeman. We've gone to the museum there, and it's just kind of neat going, yeah, I'm a member in Helena. Oh, okay, well, come on in.
Right.
That's a neat thing.
It's a huge savings.
Yeah, it's really, really cool. How has that been going so far? Are people coming in, taking advantage of this?
Definitely. I'm seeing a lot of the online. It's just a quick and easy way to renew, and we're seeing a lot of people that are gifting memberships to family.
Good.
To other family members, but we're seeing people just walking in as well and just renewing right there on the spot.
So is that the best and easiest way to do that? Just go to the website?
Absolutely. Really quick and easy. But you know, if you're having any issues, you can always pick up the phone and do it over the phone as well.
Okay.
Or the next time, you know, if you come in within the week and you want to just
right.
do it. But online, it's just quick and easy.
And it'll explain, of course, on there just sort of how it all works. And there are different levels, right?
Right. So there's, you know, for a family and then a family plus additional people. So if you want grandma to be able to come with you, you can do add-ons. Or if you're a grandparent, you want to have a membership to bring in all your grandkids, we have that level as well.
Okay. Fantastic. So get on the website and check that out over at Exploration Works. That's where Kelly Ponswitz works. And she's in this morning. Carrie is out sick. So we're hoping that Carrie is feeling okay this morning when we're going to see if we can get Kelly through this thing because she was hoping that Carrie would, you know, they lean on each other.
I know, so, it's just hard. I, like Troy was saying, our office is going to be so quiet and not very energetic today. Right. So, Carrie, if you're listening, we miss you.
The caffeine level has dropped drastically over there at Exploration Works. And I want to ask you about, throw you a curveball on this one maybe. You've got something else going on. Carrie was telling me the Holiday Giving Tree donation drive.
Yes.
That's going on as well, right?
Yes, that is great. It's just kind of another way to give back. So if you're already a member and you want to help a family in need, you can buy a membership for a family and we'll donate it to a family in need. Or you could purchase some passes for people to come in for the day or a scholarship to a summer camp. So it's just a great way to kind of help out the community and help out those families that can't necessarily afford these different opportunities.
So how long have you been doing that? That's really neat.
We started it last year. One of our board members had the idea, Brett Clark, which it was a great, great idea. And so we started it and it was really popular. And so that's been a neat thing to be able to do. And we have so many partners in the community. It's great for us to then reach out to the Friendship Center and say, hey, we got this donation. Can you guys use this? Or we reach out to the YMCA. So all those different organizations, we kind of then give them and they can work with their clients with the
scholarships. It's got to be neat to be able to be a part of something like that where you're giving back a little bit.
It is. It is. It's great. And it's really great to see people in Helena are so, so giving and so philanthropic and they really want to help their neighbors. And so I'm glad we can do that.
So how do people become a part of that? Is that also online?
You can go online, and if you go to the giving section, you'll see the different levels and different ways that you can help the community. Or you can come in, and we actually have a little tree where you can take one of the ornaments off and then just purchase it, and then we'll find a family in need to donate that to.
Okay, very cool. Kelly Ponsmith with Exploration Works is our guest this morning, and we got about 5 minutes left. I think that's enough time to talk about capping holiday business this morning with Exploration Works. Yesterday, you guys launched registration for winter break workshops. Was it yesterday?
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes, we did.
Okay.
Yes, you can go ahead and go online and sign up. So it's a long Christmas break, like we were saying. And so if you're looking for activities to keep the kids engaged and busy, you can sign up for winter workshops on Thursday, January 2nd and Friday, January 3rd. And we have a morning session and an afternoon session. So the first one is Experiment Extravaganza and Lego Creations on Thursday. And then Friday, you could do Engineer It and Potions. So this is for kiddos ages 6 to 9.
Okay.
So you come in half day or the full day and just have some fun and do some experiments and play with Legos and
Legos and
a great thing.
Legos and potions.
Right? We'll probably keep those things separate just so they don't get dirty.
I like it. So when we talk potions, that's chemistry?
Yes.
Essentially
that's
is what
Sarah.
We're talking?
Yeah, we have to get Sarah in here soon. Yes, she is the wizard of potions.
Very cool.
So a lot of
and that's that tends to be a very popular because you do that one in the summer. That one's sort of a recurring family favorite,
blowing up
right?
Stuff is fun.
Yeah. Blowing up stuff in a controlled environment.
Right.
There you go.
Where the parents don't have to clean up the mess. That makes it even more fun.
And this is for 6 to 9?
Yes, ages 6 to 9.
Okay. Do you have classes for older kids, or is this sort of this
we
is our
don't.
Target?
We find this is kind of the most popular area. I think the older kids have a tendency to maybe stay home or have other activities, so we found this is the most popular.
Okay, and so that opened yesterday. You do have limited space, so
we
people
do.
Can't go. Well, you know, it's not winter break yet. I'll sign them up right beforehand because this is going to fill up,
It'll
right?
Fill up for sure. And then if you're a member, you get a discount on this is. One of the discounts you get as a member. So it's only $35 per half-day session.
Okay. So you don't have to be a member to take advantage, but it does cost a little more.
Right. So non-members, it's $45. Members, $35.
Okay.
So yet another reason to go ahead and get your membership.
Yeah, because these do fill up. But it's a cool thing because you do get on a long break. It's, and what do?
Right.
You know, at some point you run out of ideas or the kids start to get bored or, like you said, you're tired of them binging Disney Plus, you know, finding
right,
all that.
Exactly.
But it's new. There's so many things. Right. You know, at some point it's like, you know what? I need to go out and talk to another human being.
Right. So it's good. So come on out and have some fun and let the kids run around and have a fun day of science.
Yeah. Well, and it's fun day or fun half day, right? So
right.
You can choose between those.
Exactly. If you just need a mind of your hair for 4 hours, you can do that or the whole darn day.
Yeah. So what are our options again for that?
So that is January 2nd and 3rd.
Okay.
Starting at 8:30 to noon is the first slot, and then 12:30 to 4. And if you want to make it a full day, you can just let us know and we'll have a supervised lunch with them.
Okay.
You bring
very
the lunch,
cool.
but we'll be there.
Right.
So you could do 8:30 to 4 if you needed to and you have work to get done and have to go to the office.
Yeah.
It's a nice option.
And the kids, I mean, the kids love this. This right. is this is not like, oh, man.
Right.
Yeah, this is a cool thing. And so to sign up for that, that's also online,
that's
right?
That's the best way to do it.
Okay. Yeah, just everything right is just through the website, and the website is super navigable and easy right. to understand.
Any issues, you can always call the front desk, and they're more than happy to help you up.
Yeah. Well, and I guess this is sort of a teaser for your summer classes, too, because let's be honest, that's not that far away. I know we're looking at snow and going, oh, winter's here, but you're probably getting ready for
our
those winter.
Our schedule is pretty much set.
Yeah, you're getting ready for summer stuff, right?
We are. We will launch registration for summer camps on February 1st.
Wow.
So, yes, we have to make sure we get everything all lined up and ready to go. It's going to be an incredible summer.
Well, and there are a lot more summer camp options as well. I mean, there is a litany of things to choose from.
Right. I think our final schedule or close to final schedule, we have 84 camps.
Wow.
So, including a bat camp.
I like it.
That's all I'll say there. A little teaser for later.
There you go.
There we go.
You're good with the teasers.
Right? That's how I get myself back.
you're working on just getting reinvited.
Right.
Is that
Did
how
you like that?
You're just trying to pique our curiosity. Well, right. I got to have her back because I got to know about the bats and the fun things coming.
Exactly.
Kelly Posowitz is at Exploration Works. She joined us today. Carrie Gegner is out, not feeling great. So, I think you carried it pretty well this morning,
Sweet.
Kelly.
Sweet. Represent.
Yeah. You took the work of two women and handled it.
Wow. That's the compliment of the year right there.
Not many people can make up for the absence of Carrie, but you did it well. If people want to find out more about Exploration Works, what is the website? Where do they need to go?
Explorationworks.org. Check it out. Lots
That's
of fun
super
things
easy.
Going on.
Man, you make everything easy on the website. You even make it easy to find the website.
Yeah. Carrie built it, man. Makes it easy.
Fantastic. Thanks so much for showing up today. I appreciate
right.
it. And we will join you again tomorrow on Coffee Break, same time. I'm Troy Shockley, and that's it for Coffee Break today. Be sure to check us out on iTunes. Head on over. Give us a review there. That's always much appreciated. Or swing by coffeebreak959.podbean.com. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you back here tomorrow.